Gene Procknow is managing director of U.S. Federal Government Services at Deloitte. His company works with a lot of agencies, and he's with me now on what you can do no matter what happens to you. Or bottom line, Gene, thanks for being on the program. Nice to talk to you again.
Good afternoon, Francis. Good to talk with you.
You focus a lot on DOD. This budget uncertainty that's been going on affects that agency, maybe more so than others. How is this affecting the way they do business at DOD?
Well, certainly is definitely causing things to be delayed and stopped and to kind of slow down the pace of change. But I think this latest bill, if this gets enacted here this week, will be good because that will reduce uncertainty. But I don't think anybody should make the mistake to think that that cuts are over at DOD. I think they're going to continue to look for ways to reduce costs and to prune waste and to optimize their expenditures.
The recent release of Congressman Ryan's budget plan and the reaction that it brought, I think, was the first time that I've seen any recognizable number of Republican members of Congress say, oh, there's nothing in there about DOD regarding cuts. And I don't recall that happening. That signals to me that at least that consideration is now on both sides of the aisle. Is that a fair observation on my part, do you think?
Yes, I would definitely agree, Francis, that DOD is too big of an expenditure line item to take off the table, and that any comprehensive budget plan has to include something to happen with DOD. And I think Secretary Gates has been signaling that from some time, and I think he's on board to help implement that.
The issue there, of course, is how long will Secretary Gates be on board for anything? People have been calling for him, not calling for him as though he's not able to do the job, but speculating that he would leave at DOD for a long time now. But it does seem recently like that drumbeat has gotten considerably louder.
Yeah, though my sense is no matter what his departure time is, any successor will come with the same mindset. I expect that would probably be a kind of a condition of employment to continue on, because I don't think the administration can afford to not look at DOD for some budget cuts.
I was talking to an official from the Pentagon, a former official from the Pentagon last week, who was saying that very thing, that one of the problems DOD has had, especially when it comes to procurement and financial management issues, is a new boss every 2 to 3 to 4 years, and sometimes less, and that usually winds up with different ways of doing business, different worldviews on how management should be conducted, and the idea that nobody's talking about Secretary Lynn leaving, nobody's talking about Secretary Flournoy leaving, and with you adding in the piece that somebody will be expected to continue Secretary Gates's initiatives, that signals to me a lot more stability than anybody might have thought over the first year of any president's term, not just President Obama.
Yes, I would agree, Francis. To me, the issues are going to be pretty constant. The DOD needs to optimize its procurement of weapon systems. It needs to kind of enable new missions, like cyber missions and space missions and information dominance missions. And so any new secretary has to deal with those realities, and it's going to be focused on providing the most bang for the buck.
Secretary Gates, a lot of people thought he was trying to get ahead of the curve when he first started to talk about this stuff. It's almost a year ago now that he first started to talk about finding efficiencies and reducing costs. And at that time, the conversation was about shifting those resources, with the debate changing the way that you and I have already talked about so far, Gene. Is there a lesson there, do you think, for people at other agencies who aren't quite sure what's going to happen in the FY 2012 fight and beyond that, but the idea of trying to get ahead of the curve maybe being a best practice for people to use?
Absolutely. With respect to lots of parts of governments, there's more missions out there than we can accomplish with the dollars, and so we have to prioritize what those most important missions are and get the dollars there and take it away from the back office or other parts of the business which are less valuable. It's really critical to husband those resources for the nation's most important priorities.
And should agencies maybe be ready with some of the programs they're doing that may not be mission critical? critical that they might be willing in a pinch to cut loose, because it appears that with this budget deal and with what both sides are talking about for 2012, I haven't heard any talk of anybody saying we're going to do an across-the-board cut. We want an across-the-board cut of X percent, whatever that is. That implies to me that both sides are interested in really examining what the agencies are doing and trying to continue doing the things that are mission critical. Maybe an element of that getting ahead of the curve would be to figure out what it is your agency might have to do without.
Yeah, I think you have to make the tough choices, and you know, Secretary Gates did that with the closing down of GIFCOM and the elimination of the Business Transformation Agency and the elimination of the NII office in the office's chief information officer. So he made some tough choices, and I think we've learned as a society that across the board cuts don't work. You have to make targeted cuts. You really got to change the process. That's what we advise our clients. If you don't change the process and improve the process, you're not going to get real savings. It's going to be just the budget savings, and you're going to not end up getting the, you're going to end up spending the money that you didn't think you were going to have to spend.
It's the old definition of insanity, right? You keep,
yes,
keep doing the same thing over and over and getting the same results. You expect different results. That's the definition of insanity. Gene, it's always great to have your insight. You're always right on top of this stuff, so I'm happy to have you on the program.
Well, thank you very much, Francis. I'm glad to be here.
Gene Procknow is Managing Director of U.S. Federal Government Services at Deloitte.